You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike
you
Knox.
No idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust them, cause we destined for greatness. They on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K and me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez, the show covers every day. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Yeah.
Perfect Plex Radio.
Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347-637-3859. This is the Perfect Plex Radio, man. Y'all, you know what it is. Hey, yo, Mike Knox, I see you, man. You got $1 million audience, man. Matter of fact, let's talk wrestling, man. Enough of this, man. It's your boy Frank Knox. Get at him.
Do you smell when Knox is cooking?
Rat Mania 2 coming soon.
Do you smell when Knox is cooking? And that's spelled with three X's. Cause damn it, I am hardcore. Yeah, let's get ready, baby. Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Live and 5, 4.
Nope. Nope. Really want none. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Perfect Plex Talk Radio right here on the BDSIR Radio Network. I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed, I spell my name with three X's because I am hardcore. You don't believe me? Ask that whore that you dated. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Happy birthday to Flamaine Mignon herself, Miss Fatu. Happy birthday to you, glowing everywhere, glowing all the time, glowing whatever you like to glow. But today, people, we're going to show for you. TLC is Sunday, and damn it, I didn't even know until yesterday. Too many pay-per-views, too close together, but who cares? I paid $9.99, and for my $9.99, you better give me what my $9.99 is worth. So, hey. I don't give a damn. I'm a tune in to TLC, and so should you. But 205 Live was last night, and did anybody catch the fact that the four-letter made a complete arse of themselves by saying the inaugural cruiserweight champion was Swan? That he wasn't the inaugural champion. He's the third damn champion they've had. So get your facts straight, or don't talk wrestling. But I'm not here alone. So I'm going to bring in the crew. He's my brother. From another mother, but we got the same daddy because we believe in a Lord and a Savior above us. What's going on, Micah? That's Emmy Richard on the Twitter.
Oh, yo, yo, my brother, my brother. And let me tell you something how I feel today. When I just saw Raw and I saw SmackDown Live, I felt some kind of way. Not for Raw, but SmackDown. I was fine with SmackDown. SmackDown knows how to do go home shows, man. I'm just trying to tell you.
I don't think one show is better than the other. But y'all entitled to having y'all opinions. I don't think one show's better than the other. I think they have their
moments. Stop being a mark for the WWE.
I am hashtag WWE guy. I'm a mark for WWE regardless. So I'm not going to sit here because I disagree. That's all. So I'm not. That's all. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. They're the same damn product run by the same damn people. So the only difference is one gives you different angles and shitty, ooh, excuse my language, mama, commentary, okay? Then the other one gives us Corey Graves.
Okay. The commentary team outside of Mauro is pretty trash.
Yeah, well, I think he's trash, to be honest. I'm being real. I know everybody loves him. I know Huggle's going to get all. I know Huggle right now is waiting to cuss me out, okay? But I think the entire SmackDown commentary crew should be like Old Yella, right? I never seen Old Yella, but I watched the Cosby Show. Right? Like, oh, yeah. That's where SmackDown needs to go. I'm not smoking, people. I'm getting over a cold, but I'm still here for you. Also, welcome to the program from Miami. What's going on? Hugo!
What's going on, Mike? In morning, man. In morning, realistically, about what happened on Monday night. I'll talk about it a little bit more on Friday about what happened on Monday night. But you know what? At least being with you guys here, talking wrestling should definitely cheer me up. And no, I'm not going to cuss you out. Don't worry, Mike, because I'm beginning to see what you're saying. That commentary team just absolutely sucks. So.
He called Jordan's move yesterday a spear. It's been a tackle since the boy's been in wrestling. He called it a spear. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I
question for you. Okay, I have a question for you really quick. Who's worse? Marinello or Mike Adamley? Who's worse?
Oh, come on now.
Who's worse?
Okay, come on now. Mike Adamley's worse, man.
Mike Adamley was worse. But that's not even fair to compare because Mike Adamley was really what they call a slam, a lamb out to slaughter or whatever that saying is. Like, calls MMA. He calls boxing. So this is kind of his forte. Although, again, I don't think he's 100% bad. I don't like his voice in wrestling, if that makes any sense. To me, I go back in the day. You know what I mean? To me, I'm going to always go back to Gorilla Monsoon, to Gordon Sully, Bobby the Brain Heenan. For what it's worth, you don't get no credit for it. Vince McMahon was great at when he did it, when I didn't know he was the owner. Okay? He was great at it. Okay? Tony Schiavone was great at it. I know everybody likes Mike Tenay, but Mike Tenay sucked. I'm sorry, I said it. Shoot me, I don't give a damn. Welcome to the program.
What's happening?
All the way from California, eh? And he's a loser because he's a Dodger fan. I'm a Cubs fan, and we beat them. What's going on, Cammy?
Okay, what's up, yeah? Yeah, I'm still recovering from
that. You hear me. So you hear I'm coughing. And we're going to talk tonight. Tonight we're doing book one, push one, fire one. Over to females, because a lot of men are thinking they're wrestlers, right? Because men wrestlers, for the life of me, I don't understand why they do this, right? I guess it's the tights they wear thongs or G-strings. And a lot of you dudes out there are like wrestling men. You got your underpants up your ass, okay? About this whole hot potato with the title crap, okay? I'm going to say this for the last time. Well, that's a lie, because I know me, and I know one of y'all going to piss me off, and I'm going to say it again, all right? Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair. Sting and Ric Flair. Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. Okay, people? Titles have been hot potatoed before. Now, I will say this much. I don't like it, so let's get that out of the way. I'm not saying I like what they're doing. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. Because I don't like what they're doing. I do think it's pick one, damn it, okay? Pick one. Who's going to be your franchise woman? Pick one. It's really that simple, right? And clearly, it's Sasha, right? It's like, I'm not sure if you said this to me, Micah, or somebody said, I think, Micah, you said it to me, so I'm going to take your words. I'm not going to take credit for it. It's like, if Sasha Banks is your girl, then let Sasha Banks be your girl. But they're trying, at the same time, they're trying to keep Charlotte's pay-per-view streak alive. You know what I mean? At being undefeated at pay-per-views. So this is getting wrestling fans a little mad. So I'm not mad about the hot potato. If you're going to be mad about something, be mad. Like, okay, pick one already. You know what I'm saying? Just pick one. But to have the title go back and forth, it's kind of corny. Go ahead, jump in there, Cammy.
Why does it matter that she's undefeated
Thank
at
you.
Pay-per-views? That's
stupid. I don't get that either. No, you're opinion, everybody's opinion is warranted, okay? Even though I sometimes trash this shit. That's because that's just me. Okay, but everybody's opinion is warranted. But I'm with you. I don't know. And I've never heard of a record like that. Anybody ever heard of a record like that before? What's that man like?
Winner would have to, like, be like, because he was beat winning every pay per view for, like, all of 05 and 06. So I don't know.
The Miz, right? Or was it Miz? The Miz was like that. I think Edge was like that as well for a while. Go ahead, Mike. You said you had a solution or an answer for that.
Well, yeah. The answer to why Charlotte has this undefeated streak is to legitimize every time that she beats a certain opponent, or rather, because remember at Survivor Series what she did to Bayley, when she gets that championship again and they have a pay per view match, it's going to legitimize why Bayley was able to beat her when Sasha couldn't. So. It could be, that's what it more likely could be. It's a strength thing. It's just like when Brock Lesnar did all the stuff that he did, and then Bill Goldberg did what he did to Brock Lesnar. It was a show of strength for a future thing, which we'll get into that later now that we know some other things about those two. So that's probably what it is. It's just all strength. That's all.
347-637-3859. Somebody to call in. Shout out to my man King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter holding us down. We're going to show people that, you know what, that's just what it is, all right? I'm going to just say this, and you could take this how you want to take it. I didn't had Hall of Famers. I didn't had MVPs. I didn't had heavyweight champions of the world. I didn't had all kind of sorts of people on this program. I can call KME's cell phone right now. I can call Huggo's cell phone right now, as good as I can call Hall of Famers' cell phones right now. So before you come at me, or my crew, how about getting yourself some notoriety? You like that one? That was for you, King Von. You can't really talk because you're at work, so I said that for you. All right? So you walk there, you tweet the way you tweet, and we're going to keep this show moving. Let's go ahead real fast. Can we go in and, what is it, kick one, push one, fire one? I like that, but can we say kick one? Or is that like,
one.
We can't really do that, right? Because like, that's like abuse, right? We can't hit women, right?
Right.
No, you can't hit women. That's not a question. That wasn't a question, right? That wasn't a question that I was saying there. But let's go ahead. Excuse me. Like I said, I'm getting over a cold. And start off with Monday Night Raw. Just get it out the way. Raw and SmackDown. I'm going to let you start, Mike, because, you know, I got a lot to say. I love Raw, personally. And I'm going to say this in my defense. Before you don't like it, if you didn't or you did. If you don't watch Raw on DVR, that's your fault. Okay? I watch all wrestling other than pay-per-views on DVR. When you watch it that way, you can never be disappointed. Go ahead, Michael. Your take on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, and to your point, just in case somebody don't know why he says that, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I estimate, using my intelligent wrestling mind, that you cut out the long, drawn-out fact that it's 3 hours, and it condenses it into what you originally was watching anyway when it had commercials, which was 2 hours. So you take that extra hour of commercial time out, and you actually get to watch a full show. Now, I will tell you, because I had to watch my Raw on DVR as well, same thing with SmackDown, I had to watch it on DVR, or Micah DVR, as I like to call it. And I tell you, I was just messing with you when I said I felt some kind of way about Raw. I mean, let's think about it for a second. When was the last time you saw on site, backstage, nice, well-made parking lot fights? When's the last time you actually saw a bar fight? I mean, like,
thank
I didn't
you.
Have a bar fight where, you know, the dudes are fighting and they're doing a little kayfabe punches. Dudes got smacked in the head with breakaway furniture. I was like, okay, got breakaway furniture and stuff. And Sheamus was a magic bartender. He pulled out 2 pints of Guinness that didn't even need filling up. He's magic. So
let me blind tag you right there.
Okay.
You know why I like that you brought that up? Because now we all got a lady, right? And all our ladies used to have a point where when The Rock was there, of course, they paid more attention, right? My wife said, what's that? I ain't seen that baby since the APA. Just to throw that out there. That bar fight and the street fight or what do you call it? You said it, the parking lot brawl was pretty dope. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yo, but like, think about it. Like, we had a parking lot brawl. We had a bar fight. Two things that we haven't seen on Raw in a long, long time. Not only that, Actually, said, okay, we don't need to do 1,500 segments in Stephanie or Mick Foley's office. Let's actually put some action, which is something that we would like to see in a three-hour show, more action. I love Sami Zayn going at Mick Foley, giving him the old, you used to be this guy, but now you're becoming a corporate stooge because you want to make sure you save face, you have your TV show, your network special, Holy Foley, all this stuff. So you're just trying to make nice, so you're just sucking on Stephanie, which I know a lot of guys would like to do. Anyway.
Hey, if my wife give me a pass, I'm paying right now. I'm going for the $1 billion princess. I know that.
Exactly. Well, Stephanie, I think Stephanie and Triple H take liberties. They have their children together, but I think they take liberties. But anyway, you had a very good, once again, right? I understand people's feelings towards Roman Reigns, reservations towards Roman Reigns too, but I always call a spade a spade. Roman Reigns is so athletically gifted in the ring that he can morph with any guy he can wrestle. He can wrestle big guys, small guys, vanilla midgets, to a guy like Kevin Owens who has a hybrid style that you didn't expect a fat guy to be able to be that athletic. He can contend with everybody. I don't like the fact that he won, but you need something to kind of make that make this mix of champions interesting, especially when you have Seth Rollins who held both those championships at the same time, beating Sting and John Cena the same night. So I guess they're trying to give a similar look to Roman Reigns. I don't think he's going to win, but I can see them, why they're trying to make that happen, put him in the same caliber as his once best friend, Seth Rollins. But the women's match was the only thing that while I like,
because he's the guy. Why can't you people understand that? He's the guy. Go ahead. I'm just trolling.
Yeah, we know he's the chosen guy. That's why people don't like him, because he's not their guy. He's the guy that's been chosen by somebody else. You know that's why they boo him. They don't boo him because, like, the people that tell me, the people that understand why they say he can't wrestle,
KME said this for you. KME been saying this for like 2 years, right?
Yeah,
am I wrong? That, no. Kenny said, dudes don't like him because they can't beat him.
I don't like the idea of him. I don't like his current character. I wish that what I saw when he was talking with Kevin Owens, I wish a little bit more of that and a little bit more edge would come out because it fits his look. His look is not a cheesy, slapstick, white boy, corny guy. He's not that. First of all, he's got a corny white boy. He doesn't look like a corny white boy. Nothing about him says corny. Like, so stop treating him like he's corny. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. But Raw, if I had, you're not doing belt breaks right now, but Raw, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to front. I like a lot of the things that they did on Raw. The only thing I didn't like about it was that Sasha Banks won the championship. That's the only thing I didn't like. That's the only thing I didn't like. The match is great, though. The match is fantastic.
You go ahead. You go next on that one, Cammy.
Raw was what it was. I didn't like the barroom brawl segment. It wasn't the most offensive thing I've ever seen, but it was corny.
It was corny, but it's supposed to be corny.
I don't know, man. It was.
You didn't think it was supposed to be corny? I thought it was supposed to be corny.
I think that they were serious with it. I think the way they booked it was like it was supposed to be like a segment.
Well,
that
wasn't the APA stuff always kind of corny too?
Yeah, but this is the thing too. It's 2016. It's not.
You know what? I was just arguing with Micah about that. So go ahead, cause I'm gonna rebuttal that later. I'm gonna mute myself because sometimes I can't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. I think some of that stuff was good in the time frame and the box that it was in. It's 2016. I don't want to see that anymore. I don't want to see guys coming out with the prayer and vitamins anymore. I want to see evolution of the product. With that said, though, this episode of Raw wasn't horrible. And it's good to see the women main eventing. I'm cool with that. I'll go into my opinions on the Divas when we get to that segment, because my opinion is very, very simple. As far as fire and all that stuff.
I want to kick one, though. Go ahead, I'll go.
I have to say this about the commentary. I definitely think SmackDown is way better with commentary than
way
Cole
better.
Been around.
Michael Cole is better than all four of those guys by themselves. They're so bad they had to bring in somebody else to help them.
Michael Cole's a piece of crap, man. He's been around too long to make some of the mistakes. At least Miles, he's starting off decent. He's not great, but he's starting off decent, and there's growth for him to be better. Michael Cole's been around for way too long for him to still be making some of the same faux pas he makes on commentary.
Such as what? I can't believe I'm trying to defend Michael Cole, but I think I got to. Give me an example.
Yeah. When I watch SmackDown with Mauro, I feel like I'm watching a sport.
No. Give me the mistakes you're saying Michael Cole makes. That's what I'm asking for, please.
Oh, shoot. Where do I begin, man? He's like,
give me
one. What's up?
Just give me one.
Using the weapon as a ladder instead of using the ladder as a weapon. What? What do you mean using the weapon as a ladder? What is wrong with you? It's almost sometimes he's saying something that hits your leg under your leg.
He accidentally called Sasha Charlotte in the match on Monday. That was like with Charlotte.
Okay. Now I've only been doing this for 7 years, right? I continuously call y'all the wrong names and name the wrong stuff all the time because I'm so excited. I've got my Dixie panel on. I'm so excited. I'm serious. I got my Dixie panel. Here's my thing. I think sometimes, if that's what you listen for and you pull that out, then you're right. The reason why I ask for an example, right, is because I didn't even notice that because I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff sometimes. You know what I mean?
If this was just an isolated thing with this dude, I'd be like, yeah, it's one mistake. He does it all the time.
Now you're going to make me listen to him more because I got to pay attention. Go ahead, Huggo. We're going to come back to that, Cammy. Okay. Go ahead, Huggo.
I thought Raw was decent. It didn't blow it out of the water, but it was good. The Jericho Seth Rollins fight also in the backstage. I thought it was good as well. I like how they use the cars like as weapons and things like that. It's good to see something different. Just like Micah said, we haven't seen that type of like backstage brawl in a while, and I thought that was good. The show was good. I just don't like the fact also, just like Micah said, that Sasha Banks once again is the women's champion again. It's like, all right, pick one or the other. You know what I mean? And we saw, I don't know if you guys remember, and again, and it's unfair to the women how I'm about to compare them with this, but in 1999, when The Rock won the WWF title, and then they did the switcheroo with Mankind for those 3 months, it kind of feels the same way. And I'm not saying that you're going to get disinterested in it, but it waters the belt down, in my opinion. I think the times where we haven't seen a long champion outside CM Punk have been over, and I really would like to see Charlotte being the dominant diva in the WWE to actually
line
get
tag,
a nice and
tag.
Healthy title run.
Not really.
Go ahead, Mike.
Not really. No, just this one part. Not really, because we have the New Day that smashed that record already. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's a fair point.
Another one, since I'm there. I love the fact that you said, in my opinion. That's when I get on people. When people say, well, they suck, right? Then I'm like, what do you mean? When you say they suck, in my opinion, I ain't got nothing to say about that. Continue. Press on, brother.
What else, man? I thought Raw was good. The other thing that I want to complain about Monday Night Raw is the fact that the Cruiserweights just seem so out of the shuffle on that show.
Amen.
I think the WWE dropped the ball with the Cruiserweights not bringing to Friday night. Actually, again, once again, there I go calling it Friday Night SmackDown. to SmackDown Live.
Super to say SmackDown Live, that's why.
Exactly.
to SmackDown Live. But other than that, the show quality was really good. And in terms of commentary, really quick, one thing that WWE really dropped the ball on, I really wish it would have happened. Then again, we probably wouldn't have heard him if he would have been in the WWE, is Mike Goldberg being in the WWE, because I think he is amazing in the UFC. I wonder how he could have transitioned into the WWE, because listening to Mike Goldberg is absolutely fantastic. So I think the WWE might have dropped the ball not bringing in Mike Goldberg. That's it.
Yeah, y'all touched on everything, pretty much. I will go back and, I guess, do a rebuttal, or rebuttal, if you will. I will never have a problem with Roman Reigns. And I think the reason why I'm like that, KME, you've been around me long enough to know, and so have you, Hugo, and Micah, you're learning it. If everybody hates something, I'm always going to find something good in it. I don't know. I've been like that since I was a child. Okay, outside of Michael Jordan in North Carolina, if you're a fan favorite or fans hate you, I automatically like you. I don't see the fault with Roman, but I don't think he's going to win that title. Okay, and we'll talk about that when it comes up for Roadblock. But I had no problem with him winning or the way that he won on Monday Night Raw. I love the use of Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw with the back with the parking lot brawl. I thought that was, again, as Micah said, we haven't seen that in a while, as well as the ballroom brawl. One take I will take from the ballroom brawl that I noticed, and I pointed out to my lovely wife, that you notice how they toasted, but Cesaro didn't drink the beer. Does anybody know, is Cesaro straight edge? Does he not drink? Well, I don't believe nobody's straight edge, but does he not drink alcohol? Because he didn't drink the beer, and they toasted twice, and you saw Sheamus actually drink the beer.
Martini may have been water.
I'm sorry? No, that was real Guinness.
That was real. Not the Guinness. Remember, before the bar fight started, he asked for a martini, shaking that stirred in his old 00 Cesaro style, he was doing the whole 007 thing. He asked for a martini, but the martini may have been just water with the olive in it.
Right, because it's clear. It's made with gin.
He really did sit there, look at him for like 5 minutes, and he was like, I'm not drinking this.
Right. That threw me. I caught that. See, things I do pay attention to, right? The women's match, I'm going to go back to that in a second because we're going to get into women. I love the fact that Mick Foley's dentures came out and he just threw them in the ring. Okay? But they are ruining Sami Zayn. And they're ruining Sami Zayn because you put him against Braun Strowman, and no matter how you book this, it's exactly the same way that Mick Foley said it will be the outcome. You cannot book this super monster and have him lose at all to Sami Zayn. I love Sami Zayn. It was bad booking from the beginning, as Spotface would say. It was just bad booking. They should have never did it in the first place, and now they got to try to fix it somehow, and I think that's what they're trying to do, and that's why we're getting this. You know, now you got – because this is the show for the intelligent fan. Now you got idiots talking about he's gonna wrestle Mick Foley now. He's going to wrestle Mick Foley.
But you know there's only one way to beat a monster.
Let me get a blind check on that really quick, Mike. Let me get a blind check really quick on that.
Yeah.
I just want to say this about Sami Zayn. You know how much I have buried
like
on this show.
Yes, I
don't like. But you know what? I actually enjoyed what I saw from him on Monday night. I like that fiery character of Sami Zayn. And I hope it continues into that evolves into something else. Obviously, he's not going to fight Mick Foley. I think it would be stupid if he fought Mick Foley in 2016. But the change in character that I saw on Monday night, I thought it was good. And I thought it might actually fit him. And hopefully gets rid of those stupid pants that look like Bob Sparks for Holly. That's all I got to say.
Hey, leave Hardcore Holly alone. Go ahead, Cammy, even I wasn't finished.
I don't think they should be booking Sami Zayn to, like, I was afraid you were going to get beat up. You're in a grown man sport, and nobody should be treated like some kind of baby. You know what I'm saying? That's my that's my issue.
That was very bad.
Let him get beat by Braun Strowman. Strowman is supposed to beat him because he's bigger, and then just have it be the end of the feud. You don't have to add all the extras like, oh, you're diminutive, and highlight his weaknesses. I don't see the point of that.
It's very, very stupid. Again, I cruiserweights suck on Raw. WWE has never done good at light at smaller talent. They really haven't. Thank God for the Malenkos and the you know, Eddie Guerreros of the world that came in to kind of save face a little bit. But for the most part, nah, they just don't do it right. Even 205 Special to me was kind of corny, to be honest. It really was. And I think it's the purple ring. It's the purple belt. It's just stupid. I think they're trying too hard. Go ahead.
Could it be the fact that maybe the cruiserweights, at least just the cruiserweight division, doesn't work in this day and age like it did in the 1990s?
It could be. That's a very good point. I think that's a valid point.
They treat it like it's the sideshow. They treat it like it's the cartoon.
They do.
In WWE, they treated the cruiserweight division like a real division, and WWE can't grasp their hand around that. Unless, I think that on the 205 show, they'll be able to do it because they.
I was about to say, I think that eventually that is going to be the transition from Monday Night Raw to their own show.
And it has to be
because they're not working on Raw. Maybe they wouldn't even work on SmackDown.
I think they would have worked on SmackDown for the simple reason why we have a certain demographic of wrestling fans that say SmackDown is better. And I'm going to say the same thing I've always said.
Okay.
There are storylines on SmackDown that people are enjoying that if those same storylines were on Raw would be booing and say it was crap. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, back into my Raw review. I love how they had the women's match. Charlotte wanted how we thought she wanted. Then they went to the main event. I thought, personally, that might have been their best damn match they had. I'm sorry. When she kicked her ass off of that damn apron, and she kept trying to kendo sticker, and Charlotte put her leg up and got hit in the coochie. Did anybody catch that? And Charlotte said, "Ooh, she got hit right there. She got hit right in the oochie wally wally. Okay, right there. That's what my boy Mike Grandbody Pierre across the UK tuned in. I know he's a big Woo fan. It is Woo Wednesday. Okay, she got hit right in the oochie wally wally. Okay, I thought that match was great. My only problem was the end, but it wasn't a match. It wasn't a decision. Although I don't like the belt being, as y'all say, hot potatoed. My gripe with the stupid idiot black guy that was in the front row where Sasha Banks was in front of him. There ain't no way in hell, Cammy, you know me. If that had been me, I'd have put her on top of me and had my phone out. Where was that idiot's phone? He's sitting there cheering like, yeah, no. That match is over. You grab her, you pull your phone out, and you go crazy. Okay? That was a huge mistake. You gotta do that. But
Get a black tag on that one. Mike, I understand that we're going to be pushing for Heard versus Knox on this wrestling issue, but if he was to ever cite this moment right here about wrestling fans, he would have a good example of his argument. That dude was dumb as two put together with muscle. And furthermore, that kid on 6'5", some great things about it. Just can't teach it.
Yo, King Von said he wasn't a real black man. I know that's right. Because her edges was, even though Sasha Banks has no edges, I still would have grabbed her, okay? And did just the way they were at, I just hate, as soon as they went in the crowd, I thought they were stupid. The fans. I just don't like, you're like, you give people like Colin Coward, punk ass, a reason to make fun of us when you do stuff like that. Okay? Like, seriously. How do you not have your phone out, and how do you act like it's real? I mean, let's be real. I'm sorry. It's predetermined, okay? Yes, they take an ass whooping. I just said they got hit in the coochie, okay? But the match, I get when the match is going on, you don't grab her, right? Because you might get locked up for that stuff, right? We've seen them get beat up, right? We've seen plenty of fans get beat up. But at least when the match is over and she's celebrating, because she clearly looked behind her to see where she was at. Right? As soon as the match is over, you got to grab her, you got to hug her, you got to do something to make yourself stand out, to get yourself in that moment. But before I give my grade, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. I am no longer a fan of Sasha Banks. I said it. I don't give a damn. Here's my reason why. Can the girl wrestle? Yes, she can. She sucks on the microphone. She has not gotten no better on the microphone. And I'm sick and tired. I'm taking my Mary J. Blige line, KME. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of every time she wins, she got to cry. I'm tired of it. It's stupid. It's played out. And it got to go. And it was disrespectful for Ric Flair to come out there and raise her hand. I thought that was very – I don't know where they're going with that. Is he back in Charlotte's life? Is whatever the case may going to be? But I will say this much. I said this before when they had the four horsewomen said their goodbyes in Brooklyn. I bet you Ric Flair didn't slept with all of them. I really believe that in my heart. Ric Flair then knocked off the boss. Put my money on it. She's been to Space Mountain. 347-637-3859. I give Raw a 4 out of 5 Eddie Guerrero Undisputed Championship title reigns. What'd you give it, Hugo?
I'll go ahead and give it a 4 out of 5 Kurt Angle Undisputed WWE Championship belt.
Ooh, that's cool.
It was good though. It was good. The only thing is, like, just say the Sasha Banks winning the title and the Cruiserweights. Other than that, it was a solid show.
Micah?
I'm going with 4 out of 5 Chris Benoit World Heavyweight Championships.
You did not just say that name. You did not
say
that name.
I said that name.
Did he say Chris Benoit? Chris Benoit?
Yeah, it's strong. It was a strong show. It was a strong show. A good showman. Very technical in some places. I just didn't like the ending.
I'm trying to figure out how King Vaughn is going to give my grade the same grade that I gave it, his grade. With the 4 out of 5 Eddie Guerrero Undisputed titles. I just said that, man. What you give
Eddie,
it, KME?
Or flattery.
KME, what you got?
I give it, it was there. I give
it
5 Smoky Mountain Wrestling Championships.
No, Smoky Mountain Wrestling was the John. So some might laugh at that, but I like Smoky Mountain Wrestling. Real fast, real quick, let's get the number out of the way. SmackDown Live took place yesterday. That's why I like having a show on Wednesday. That way we get Raw and SmackDown out the way. I love SmackDown Live, and I love to see – I'm going to go to here first. And, Kay, man, I got to mute you because everything you're doing, we got a lot of background noise, so I'm just going to bring you on when it's time for you to talk. I know you want to be able to jump in there, but you got to fix that noise in the background. I mean, I hear it loud in my beats. Randy Orton, you can finally see him trying to, you know, he's trying to break the Wyatts down from inside. And for a second there, I thought, were they going to let him just be a part of the Wyatt family? Like, but you know what I mean? And I never saw it coming because he looked like he was, you know, there as a part of it. And yesterday, you finally got to see him stirring the pot with Luke. You saw him, you know, interrupt Bray, stuff like that. When it was over, you saw the look in his eye. I kind of like that about SmackDown Live. I don't like the fact they still beat Gable and Jordan, although I like it and I don't like it. Here's why I don't like it. I don't like it because I know they're not going to last as a tag team. I like it because don't give these young boys the title and everything too fast, too quick. Like everybody thought they would. And I kind of like that part about it. I love everything with AJ Styles. I said this before. I was always a fan, but I never thought he could make it on this level. And every time I see him on SmackDown, I stand corrected. That guy is a bona fide Hall of Famer. He is one of the best that's ever done it. I'm sorry, he is funny. He can wrestle. We already knew he could wrestle. I did not know he was this funny. I did not know he had the mic skills that he has. Because to me, and everything in TNA to me is low budgeted. Or what? Here go a word for you, King Von Jr. Everything in TNA is bootlegged, right? So that's how I felt about TNA. But even the stuff with James Ellsworth, I could see some things about to happen there. Hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy. I was in love with the guy. No broke back. Pause. Then I fell out of love with him. Pause. And now I'm back in love with him again. Pause. I am totally enamored with hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy and what he's doing. The only thing about SmackDown I don't like besides the commentary team that I can't stand, I really hate Becky with the good hair. I'm sorry. I can't stand her. I don't give a damn how good some people may think she wrestles. As long as she talks like a man, I don't know what's worse, the way she talks or the way like New York chicks talk with a New York women's accent. I don't know what's worse. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not like the Angie Martinez's of the world, okay?
You're talking about them Staten Island.
I can't do it. I just really can't deal with it. Other than that, I thought SmackDown was pretty solid. Again, it's a 2-hour show, so it's never as bad as Raw with that extra hour. But I get SmackDown for the go home show, especially the way it ended when I thought it was already over, and it went backstage, and he said, "Get that bastard." I loved it. I got to give SmackDown also 4 out of 5 rated R superstar championship. Micah, your take.
A lot of things I agree with what you're talking about here. AJ Styles, I didn't think that TNA was necessarily bootleg. I always thought they were the kind of brand that'd be like, okay, so you're washed up in this company, come to us and we'll make you and we'll push you as a great star. We don't care if you got any addictions or problems. We just need your star power. Please come. So that's why I always thought how TNA is, but they've been doing some good stuff. It's too bad if financial situation still sucks. But otherwise than that, AJ Styles is for lack of a better term that he uses all the time, he really is phenomenal. And anybody and everybody who is in the WWE bubble that didn't really realize the talent that was going around in the independent scene of TNA really got a chance, really missed out on a gem. He's still everything that he's doing at a high level, he's doing at the highest level I've ever seen. I can't wait until Nakamura comes up so they can have another match. Oh my gosh.
You're gonna make me go find their match right now because that is my favorite wrestler right now. I'm sorry.
That match they had at G1 Climax, man, I'm trying to tell you, it was like they wanted to tear each other's head off, man. I love the way what he does to bring the ring. And I love what he did to James Ellsworth. It's funny. The Eternal Mutant got beat up. It's always funny to see him get beat up. Even, you know, and like I know King Vaughn on the Twitter right there had the audacity to say that AJ Styles, well, I forgot the exact tweet, but it was pretty much that James Ellsworth beat AJ Styles like he beat AJ clean. Stop it. You know, dang away he beat that boy clean. I Mike, to your point, to your commentary, to your thought process as a Texas wrestler fan, once again, I see what you're talking about with Alexa Bliss. You know, I like the way that the Women's Championship is being booked on SmackDown. It gives us more of a slow burn. It shows that they're running with a girl. They're running with one, and they're giving them time to actually develop the combativeness, develop the anger, develop the emotion. So that way, when it comes to fruition in the tables match, and if Alexa wins, it's a really big win. And now we have a babyface former champ. Scalded, didn't really lose in a straight-up match, lost in a gimmick-type match. So now she's like, well, you can't beat me straight up. You had to use a table, blah, blah, blah. And we got so much more out of that. And that's the thing that's the difference between the woman on SmackDown and the woman on Raw. I understand the hot potato thing. I'm not worried about it. And by the way, you forgot Ric Flair versus Ric Flair for the championship. I'm just kidding. Ric Flair versus Ric Flair. but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't mind the hot potato either. But like I said, but if you give us a longer burn between the times of those matches, then it doesn't matter that one is 3-time champ, one is 4-time champ, if the 3 and 4 times happen in the span of 6 months versus 6 weeks. See what I'm saying? I think that's why I like the SmackDown Women's a lot more. Also, I'm tired of Luke Harper losing the cane. Stop it. Stop losing the cane. But I think that's all. I think him losing the cane, I don't like it, but I understand it as an intelligent wrestling plan because you need him to lose to make him look weak so that Randy Orton's plan that's coming to fruition can work. You can't break up the Wyatt family if Luke Harper still looks strong. One of them has to look weak, and that ain't going to be Randy. So when they win the tag team championships, because they got to win it now, and they're going to win the championships purposely so that all the stirring the pot can really be effective and everything just gets busted and broken up. So I like where they're going with that. Long-term storytelling on SmackDown, man. I love it. I love it. It's going well. I will give SmackDown, 4 out of 5 because it was really, really good, especially for a go-home show. It was really good. It got me invested to want to watch TLC, the 18th pay-per-view in 2 months.
$9.99,
all right? Give me my money. $9.99. I would give it 4 out of 5.
Uh-huh.
Because I like it. Dashing Cody Rhodes into Continental Champions brain.
Woo!
I love Dashing.
Don't you mess with my Cody. Yeah, can't me and tell you right now, I am the biggest Cody Rhodes fan there is. When they made fun of me, Cody's my guy. Go ahead, Hugo.
Yeah, dude.
No, KME, because I got them off mute. KME, give me your SmackDown take, and then you go, Hugo.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good. SmackDown is just always an easy show for me to watch. It just is. The Wyatt stuff, I need it to end. I just need that crap to end. And then I really, really, really like AJ's booking. I think AJ can be a Kurt Angle type in WWE. When he's a jokester when it's time to joke, but when it comes to being in the ring, I want him to have a serious side too, and I think they're starting to do that with him. So that way, when you get guys like Goldberg or Lesnar that need opponents, you should be able to slide someone like AJ right in, and he's not a joke. You know, that was a good thing about someone like Kurt Angle back in the day was. Yeah, he has all those joke and comedy segments, but he also had a very serious, cerebral side to him. Like, so so you could put him in there with Lesnar, you could put him in there with Goldberg or whoever, any of these monster guys. And AJ, they just need to stay part of the course with that guy. Book him, have him be funny when time needs to be funny. But then when an idiot like James Ellsworth needs to catch them hands, have him do that, you know, and show people that he's not some kind of joke.
On this show, Baron Corbin is off limit to be talked bad about. All right, just saying. I'm just joking. Go ahead. I'm just joking. Just wanted to say that I'm a Baron Corbin guy. That's all. Hello. That's it. That's all I want to say. Can't be finished. I'm a Baron Corbin guy.
That's it. But the show itself was cool. They need to find stuff to do with Baron Corbins and Apollo Crews of the world. But
Apollo Crews on his way back to NXT.
Time.
He on his way back to NXT.
Yeah.
For real. They better put him on the Cruiserweight. That's the only chance he has, in my opinion, is back to the Cruiserweight. He's a heck of a wrestler, but he can't talk. And then I'm always going to say this. You know this, Cammy. It's why people hate Roman Reigns. As my wife always say, he's not cute enough. If you're not a looker in some kind of capacity, you won't make it in this company. It's just the truth of the matter. If you're not a big, overgrown monster, you got to have a look to yourself. And apparently, I'm sorry, Apollo Crews. You know.
He's a pretty boy. He's just dark-skinned.
That ain't not him being dark, brother, because, you know, there's plenty of dark-skinned brothers. That boy got the head of a milk dud.
Yeah,
okay?
But I mean.
And that smile is... What woman have you known to say, oh, he's cute? Let's keep it real. Women ain't saying it.
My girlfriend was saying that fool was cute the other day.
Why she's dating you, right? I'm just joking with you.
My girlfriend's dating me because I'm a G and she knows where her bread is buttered. And I'll leave it at that.
Because you know how to put it down. Just be honest with it, all right? You throws down. I don't know that. I'm just saying, but she knows that. Hugo, what's your take on SmackDown, brother? Go home show.
SmackDown was great. I definitely thought it was a better of the two, although Raw was good. But like Cammy said, it's very easy to grade. It's very easy to be able to see. In fact, I think you can even watch SmackDown without DVR because it doesn't feel like a chore. The whole thing with Becky Lynch, I agree with you.
It will never be watched live unless Flash is in
oil. I'm just saying that you can.
Bad timing.
Becky Lynch, I agree with you 100%, Mike. I'm sick and tired of her. I hate the way that she talks. Don't get me wrong. She's a good wrestler, though. I think she's a fantastic wrestler.
She's not ugly. She just shouldn't talk.
And she's not ugly. But, yeah, she's annoying as hell. Like, there's just something about her that just makes you cringe. I don't know what you see in Alexa Bliss. Because if I remember correctly, a couple
Everything.
Of weeks ago, you said that you loved Alexa Bliss.
Yep.
I don't like her either. But that's just me. I don't care who the hell wins in that match. The whole tag team match between Baron Corbin, The Miz, and Kalisto Dolph Ziggler, it was a good fight. But at the end of the day, man, Mike, I don't know why you're seeing Baron Corbin. Seriously, man.
Everything. This dude is mad dull. His entrance is dope. His ring ability. First of all, the End of Days is a dope wrestling move.
Man,
say it. Okay. okay.
Man,
only problem with Baron Corbin is you can see he's balding. And that looks bad. Like, you can see it.
Yeah,
that's like,
true.
Bro,
he needs to get some Rogaine, man.
He definitely gets some Rogaine. call LeBron James and say, can I please have the greatest comeback of all time like you did? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't understand, like, with these guys that have this long hair that are going, that are obviously going bald. Like, if you're going to keep the hair, why don't you invest in that crap,
yeah,
the Bosley crap?
Right,
why are you
that's
walking
true.
Around with a bald spot? It makes no sense in 2016.
He got more than one bald spot.
For
he got, like, not just any spot, not a liver spot, not just my spot, but he got spots all in his head.
It's ridiculous. His bell pattern baldness is the worst out of any of them, in my opinion.
I agree with you 100%.
Mike, Let me also just say, I know that y'all, I'm not going to say y'all because I can't say that. I can't speak for KME or Mike and them saying this, but Carmella, I know your take on her. I know that you don't think that you think she looks good from far, but she doesn't look good from, what's that saying again?
I said up close, she's not as pretty as I thought she was.
She's fine, man. I just love her New York style. You were talking about how you don't like how those New York chicks talk. I just love the way that she talks, to be honest with you.
But her accent is fake. Her accent is fake. That's not a real New Yorker. That's not a real Staten Island accent. This is why I don't like Carmella. The same reason why I did not like Long Island IZ. Once,
who's that, Grimes?
And it has come to pass that the Jersey Shore cast is gone. That's a Jersey Shore gimmick.
It's not working
for her no more because Jersey Shore, like KME said about certain, you know, different eras, that era has passed. So her coming out there moonwalking, spelling fabulous like the rapper, like you're the first person to ever do it. It's just corny.
I think she's fine, man. I just love looking at her, to be honest with you. I just love looking at her.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't kick her out of bed. Okay, but if I had her lined up next to, say, Lana, I'm picking her.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. I got you.
Check this out. I'll make it even difficult for you. If I had her next to Becky with the good hair, all I got to do is put a muzzle on Becky. I'm choosing Becky over her.
Mike, let me continue on really quick. AJ Styles, the whole AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose feud. I love the feud. However, I think it's finally time to start closing up shop on it.
I'm thinking it definitely is.
You know what? I think they have one more in them, and I think it'll be at the Royal Rumble. Don't be surprised, Mike, if Dean Ambrose does walk away with the strap and loses it at the Royal Rumble. I think they have one more match against,
you
know, with
all you fans mad because the title was hot potatoed?
But it's different. The thing is that they haven't switched belts. But, Mike, they haven't switched belts. They haven't switched belts in 3 months. This is not like Charlotte and Sasha that have switched titles like 3 times in the last month. It's totally different. Mike
That's
has just
not
said
true.
It. He doesn't mind
they
that
switched the title once a month.
But, babe, okay, when's the last time Dean Ambrose walked around with the title? When's the last time?
Dean Ambrose came to SmackDown with the title.
Okay, fine. September. That was September. We are now going into December. That's 3 months. Sasha and Charlotte have gone around for the last month. That's what I'm saying. 1 month, it's not going to make a difference because after that, AJ Styles wins the feud.
I'm not saying
and then
that,
he goes
it's all,
to WrestleMania.
That it's that I agree with what they're doing. I'm just saying I don't care. I've said this before. I know wrestling fans don't like when I say this, but it's the truth. And sometimes, like when your mother told you not to go out with that girl, and you found out later that she had gonorrhea, you should listen to your mother. It's just me schooling you guys right now. Okay? I will say this about the hot shot and other women.
I'm
in the middle of my explanation, Cammy. You have to get sandwich with you right there, okay?
Man, can I finish my SmackDown review?
Let me get it out. We're all blind tangents. I thought you were finished. You gave a belt grade, for heaven's sake. See,
oh, my bad. I was just saying that. The one thing I'll say about the Raw women's division.
I wasn't finished. Okay? Damn it. Titles do not mean the same as they used to mean. That's all I'm trying to say. Now I'm done, Tammy.
Go ahead, Kayden, go ahead, man, so I can finish off.
No, well, I'll say this about the hot shot and on Raw. It does let you know that those two women are the women to beat in that division. And it establishes them, you know what I'm saying? So when they do finally stop with the hot potato and then someone else comes in, they would have beaten a legitimate woman. They're not beating, you know, Alicia Fox or any of those other, or even Natalya, any of those chicks. They're beating somebody. They're beating two competitive women that have competed in Hells in the Cells and Falls Count Anywhere and all that stuff. So I don't really have that big a problem with the hot potato in, because I do think that it makes those two women the women in that company.
Okay. That's fair enough. That's a, I see where you're coming from. But let me finish off, Mike, really quick. Just, and I want to piggyback on what Kami just said. This whole Bray Wyatt thing, you know what? I'm just so sick and tired of that character. I'm so sick and tired of that family, to be honest with you.
Oh,
it's been
God.
3 years.
Oh,
it's been 3 years. It's been
oh,
3 years.
God.
Hasn't
oh,
done
God.
Anything. Hasn't
God.
Done anything. Dude's got to go. Dude's got to go. And that's
y'all
it.
Y'all make me sick. Listen.
You know what, baby?
This is why you make me sick.
Listen. Hold on, Mike. Let me finish.
No,
let me finish.
No,
let me finish. No, I am going to finish.
No. I'm the face that runs the place. I'm the champ that runs the champ. Okay?
And we're your support system. Without us.
I'm not going to let you finish for one reason and one reason only. This is the only reason why, okay, Doggo. It's because, I'm sorry, guys. Why do you guys have to change someone's gimmick all the time? First, it's John Cena should be a heel. Randy Orton this. This guy, that's a damn gimmick. If it's working, how are you going to give him a gimmick? That's his gimmick. When he was Husky Harris, nobody liked him.
There's
okay,
something to be said about the evolution of a character. Like, I haven't really seen any evolution.
Well, that's what I'm about to say.
But that's not the character's fault, though. Y'all all have said, and I know Mike has been a big component of saying, that's the company when they kept having them lose after losing. That's when winning does matter. It doesn't matter how many times you win. It matters where you win and how you know what I mean? When you win the match. You know what I'm saying? And they can take a loss. Like losing to Undertaker WrestleMania, okay, maybe it shouldn't have happened. You know what I mean? Especially after the loss he had, but I understood it. But some of the losses that he took, he shouldn't have took. And that diminished the character. That's all I'm saying to you on that one.
But here's what I'm saying. The only thing about Bray Wyatt is let him evolve as a singles competitor. Let go of the whole Wyatt family gimmick.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Bray Wyatt. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying change his character and revert him back to Husky Harris because we know how much that was trash.
Hey, first of all,
I
like the
saying,
I love the Ferrari engine. I'm lying.
Come get my mic. Come on. I swear, Mike. I'm lying right now.
All right.
But anyway, but really quick to finish off with Bray Wyatt, it's okay to have him with the mysterious character. That is fine and dandy. Just take the Wyatt family away from him. He doesn't need it. That's why
there was one point where Luke Harper
and Eric Rowan went away. I hope so. They reverted back to them earlier this year.
But I think that I say that now. How do you break something apart? And this is I could be completely wrong, but it's our job to try to book stuff, right? That's what we do as wrestling fans. I think Randy Orton from inside the Wyatt family is dismantling the Wyatt family. Then we could get the Luke Harper versus Bray Wyatt feud that I've always wanted, because I think personally Luke Harper's underrated as a superstar. I think Luke Harper doesn't get the credit. I think Luke Harper's a better wrestler than Bray Wyatt, personally.
I think Bray Wyatt's a great wrestler. I
love Bray. I love him, but, you know, at the same time, two tears in a bucket, we're going to WrestleMania. I know the rest of it, right? All right, moving on. 347-627-3859. Before we talk about kick one, I keep wanting to say that. Fire one, push one, book one. All right? Just real fast, let's not go into why. Let's just give winners and losers, all right? So we can just say we did it, right? Because what shows do, right? You do what you're supposed to do, right? This is your TLC preview. All right, SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Who wins, Heath Slater and Rhino or Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton? Hugo, go.
Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton.
Who wins, Candy?
The Rhino and Heath Slater.
Who wins, Micah?
I'm here. Here, my phone did something weird. But it's going to be Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton. I'm going to say Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt.
So we're going 2 for 2. So I'm going with Heath Slater and Rhino to win that match. Kalisto and Baron Corbin, who wins? I'm going with Baron Corbin. Who you got, Micah?
Baron Corbin.
Who you got, KME?
Baron Corbin.
God, don't say it with so much vomit in your mouth. Go ahead,
who cares? I agree with KME. Who cares? Give me Kalisto just to piss you off, Mike.
You know what? 2 tears in a bucket, I'm going to kick you in your arse. Intercontinental Championship. Wow, another one? Jesus Christ. How many times are they going to fight each other? In a ladder match, though? And this is why I don't like this match.
Well,
I don't want to talk about it, but still. The Miz doesn't do ladder matches well. So Ambrose and Styles should have been a ladder match, and they should have had the TLC chairs match because Miz does not take high-risk bumps. This is why he's never hurt. He doesn't take – if he lost any big matches, any Money in the Bank matches, he never takes the big bump. I don't like that match. I'm going with the Miz to win nevertheless. Who you got in that one, Hugo?
Yeah, the Miz.
Who you got, KME?
Miz.
Micah?
Honestly, I think Dolph Ziggler.
Oh. Okay. No disqualification match? Woo! I'm going with Nikki Bella. No disqualification versus Carmella. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Carmella.
What? Okay. Okay. Who you got in this one, KME?
I got Carmella. Nikki's perks are going to be ending soon because I think Cena's done with that company, but we'll get into that another time.
Who you got in this one? Hugo.
I'm going with Carmella.
I'm going with Carmella.
Of course you're going with Carmella because you wish she'd give you the time of day. SmackDown.
I definitely do.
Tables match. I think we're going to have a new women's champion. Except I'm wrong. I want to have a new women's champion. I don't think they'd give it to us because they hear the cries of the fans, and a lot of you guys are crying. Oh, yeah, I'm a title. So they're going to let Becky Lynch win, even though she does not deserve to keep that title. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
Becky Lynch.
Who you got in this one, KME?
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch? Because you said Becky Lynn. That threw me off for a second. All right, who you got in this one, Micah?
I'm going to go with the woman with an actual woman's voice, Alexa Bliss.
Thank you. See, she. I'm sorry, guys. You don't have to like her. I'm not saying her in-ring ability is good. That's not what I'm saying when I like her. When you look at throughout wrestling, what everyone loves in wrestlers is what Micah has used a lot, and I'm going to take it. It's the organicness in them. What makes them seem really – that's natural. Alexa Bliss, when she talks on the microphone, seems natural at it. And a lot of these women wrestlers don't. AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose for the title. I'm taking my man, hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy, to lose because James Ellsworth will help AJ Styles. Who you got in this one, Micah?
Wow, you really think James Ellsworth is going to help AJ Styles in this one?
I really do. So,
wow. That totally throws a wrench into my plan. But you know what? I think it makes sense because a certain dude is going to come back, and he's going to be expecting to be in that championship picture as soon as he does. So probably get that get back and get that championship. So, yeah, I'll take AJ Styles.
Who you got in this one, KME?
James Ellsworth, you are a sore in my wrestling viewing. I hate that guy. I know he's a friend of the program, but I still hate him. I'm going with AJ.
Listen, guess what? He ain't spoke to us since he signed the contract, so screw him.
Okay.
Friend of program.
I was not just saying that. I don't think my – I'm sorry. I get animated when I talk about that dude.
I do too. So it's okay. Real fast, K. I mean, shoot, I just talked to you, Hugo. See, nobody gets on me for messing up every week. We want to get on freaking Michael Cole. Go ahead, Hugo. So I almost did it again. Who you got?
I'm inclined to say Dean Ambrose, but I think you're right. I think the feud ends this time around, so I'm gonna go with AJ Styles.
All right. Even though you said earlier that you thought
it was going to be.
No, I said don't be surprised. I said don't be surprised. That's what I said.
347-637. Oh, God. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Make sure you go to iTunes, Stitcher. Tell a friend to tell a friend we are available wherever podcasts are sold. I know that right now you know Johnny down the street and little Nook Nook Nim or wherever you might live. It might be Sasha. It might be Becky. It might be Celise. You know, it might be your mama's podcast about how she makes sweet potato pies. But we were here when podcasts were not the hot thing to do, okay? We were here from the start, people, okay? My numbers effing prove it. The list of superstars we've had in this program proves it. But just go to iTunes. Just go to Stitcher and download it. Or better yet, I'm going to steal my boy's old phrase he doesn't use anymore. Google me. Google Mike Knox with three X's. I guarantee you the white wrestler guy won't come up first anymore. It'll be me. Google BDSIR Network. And if you don't know what it stands for the best damn show in radio. You know why? Because you may not like me. That's okay. I don't like you either. But listen anyway, because I know you're listening. You know why I know you're listening? Because you wish you could be me, because my wife is hot, and I'm a fat dude. How that sound? Huh? Tell him, Micah. Like, Micah was came in there like I was like Animal and he was Hawk. You know what I mean?
No. It's not me, but that's how it is. Because when they come in and they're chubby chasers, then you got to have the guy with the chubby eraser. And that's how we get them down. That's how it goes. Chubbies all day.
On deck. All right. We only got about half an hour left in the program because he said it for 2 hours. But Arrow comes on at 8 o'clock, and it's part three. Of Haley versus.
Yeah,
I gotta watch my. I will say this real fast. I was pissed off at Monday's show because it was a regular episode of Supergirl. With we all knew who that was with the portal coming. So they kind of ganked it. It's really not a 4-night event. It's really a 3-night event, right? Because I'm trying to like Supergirl, and I'm really trying hard to. And again, because people hate it, I try to like it even more. And I'm going to say this much. People say the special effects of Supergirl is corny. They're the same exact special effects they have on Flash. So if you can like Flash's special effects, why can't you like Supergirl? You disagree with me on that one, Cammy? The same people are making
me. No, I agree. This is the first episode of Supergirl that I've liked in quite some time since Superman was on at the beginning of it. We're going to talk about that this week, but I really
Are you bringing back the Geeks Inherit the Earth? Because I would –
we're going to do that. We're going to do a review of all 4 nights.
Okay. I hope I'm off work in time to come be a part of that one. Okay.
Okay,
please let me know so I can call in. I would love to talk about that because I'm watching them all. And I've been really mad at Gotham for trying to make Penguin gay. Now, I know America tells me I have to accept it. And you know what? I have. No, seriously. If you, I got one of my wife's closest friends. I call him my brother. He'd be here this weekend. He's gay. Hey, whatever you are, if you are, it's not for me to judge, okay? That's not me no more, okay? But you don't turn iconic characters. You want to bring in a gay villain, that's fine. Bring in a gay villain. You don't turn the Penguin gay. That just doesn't make any sense. Okay,
he's not even good at being gay.
No, he's not. He's not even good at being gay. If you're going to be a good gay, you should go look at True Blood and look at Lafayette.
Yeah, true.
Okay, that was a dude that was gay and a thug, okay, at the same damn time. But we got Book One. We got Book One. I don't see Fire One, Micah. I don't see it, Micah. Push One.
Push it to the limit.
And Fire One. I don't see the fire. And we are talking about
fire.
Oh, that one. My bad. I'm an idiot. It's okay. I never told y'all. I never act like I had good grades in school until I graduated. Just to get down this. Let's get down this. I never said I had A's and B's. Now my kids, they gotta get A's and B's. Or I'm gonna whoop that ass. Okay. But I graduated without A's and B's. Well, it's okay. I was in a show cast. It's all good. I graduated, and my wife is sexy, and I got a big house. But I do got a big house. Michael, you've been to my house. My house is pretty big. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. We are talking about the females of the WWE. Push one, book one, fire one. Micah, I believe you came up with this, so you go ahead and start it off, buddy.
All righty. So we got both the ladies of Raw and SmackDown, so they both got two different divisions.
I just need the damn list back. There's so much stuff in the chat, I can't find the damn list.
It's okay. Here's the list. Okay, let me make sure I actually accidentally looked up your.
Oh, I got it. I got it back. It's Nia Jax. It's Dana Brooks. Alicia Fox, which, by the way, I don't like the fact that I have her mess with Cedric Alexander, because we know in real life, we some of us who do know him, I don't like when you mess with married people in real life. And I know it's wrestling, and wrestling doesn't have any.
Because that stuff gets real on wrestling, so I'm with you on that.
I don't like that. Thing with Lana and Izzo, I don't like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how we know for a fact that wrestling women get paid. I said this before because my boy said it's not mine. I got to take it from him. Women are in wrestling for one reason and one reason only. That's to keep the boys company on the road. Okay? That's what a friend of mine said to me. I didn't say it. He said it, but he had a good point. Okay? Lisa Fox, then we got SmackDown, Natalya, Eve Marie, and Naomi. We're not dealing with the whole roster. We're with these women right here who are not getting the pushes that they probably need. So go ahead, Michael, like you said, start it off.
Yeah, no problem. When it comes to firing, honestly, I'm going to fire Alicia Fox from the Raw crew.
Gotta go.
Plus her weave suck.
She has the worst weave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, her weave game. I mean, between her and Sasha, her weave game's a little bit better, but I mean, you know, but you know, it's just it's old. And for SmackDown, I gotta fire Eva Marie. I gotta fire her. I don't want to. There's so many things that I would like for her to do, but you know, the least that you can do is wrestle well enough to make your stuff look believable. And without it looking somewhat believable, like you said, Mike, you're counting your steps, then your look as a wrestler is not needed. We're gonna need to put you somewhere else in the company. But I'm gonna fire you, Eva Marie. I'm firing Alicia Fox because the way she's been portrayed ever since she's won a few Diva champions has been just like she's an accessory. She's just there. She's a token black girl for Raw. That's pretty much it. So, you know, and you know, maybe she was there. She kept Wade Barrett happy for a little bit. After that, it was just like whatever. So she's pretty obscure. As far as pushing, I am going to push Naomi for SmackDown, and I'm going to push Nia Jax. I'm going to push Dana Brooke. Sorry about that. I meant to say I have to push Dana Brooke. Here's the reason why I'm pushing Naomi. Naomi has had since she went to SmackDown, she's been able to shine a lot more than she's ever had. And that is not a pun because she does this glow thing now, which that interest. You and I both saw that live at Backlash, Mike. The only thing I can say is if we were on the floor, right there by the stage. Okay, anyway, we were near all that, but I want to push Naomi because I want to push her in that conversation, actually have some championship run, and you know what, if we're calling Alexa Bliss to win, that's a good kind of like a good way to kind of get her fresh, get her into that main event scene for the Women's Championship, because she has the athletic ability, she's gotten better on the mic since she stopped doing that team bad stuff, like this, I think this person right here is a little bit more natural, the feel the glow thing's a little wacky.
I miss team bad, I do.
Team bad was okay, but like, you know, angry black woman, stereotypes. I mean, you know, already got the weave and already got the butt, you know. But I mean, come on, seriously.
Uh-huh.
But outside of that, Dana Brooke. Here's the reason why I want to push Dana Brooke, because she's been used as Charlotte's accessory and as Charlotte's like, you know, little partner this whole way. And I honestly believe that it'll be better for her if she got pushed in a way to where, you know, her and Charlotte are starting to be more like equals. She's starting to go ahead and overcome Charlotte's shadow. Doesn't necessarily have to be Charlotte for a championship, but just kind of make her way and make it more compelling. This way we can have another legit person to contend in the Raw Women's Division. I'm going to book Natalya, and Nia Jax right. Here's what I mean by that. I'm going to first start with Natalya. Natalya is arguably the biggest veteran, and she is the veteran of all the women that's on the show right now outside of Alicia Fox when it comes to just who's been there longer. She's been a fantastic champion when she had the opportunity to be a champion, and she also has the means, the wrestling ability, the mic skills. She has the ability to create more feuds for the women's division, not only in SmackDown, but create some cross-division stuff on Raw. And I believe with her experience in that area, especially with her being on the Total Divas show, all the things she has going for her, that she, with that experience, can you be used to book right and to bring up talents, more talents like Alexa Bliss, like Carmella, and actually have some wars, because, you know, Nikki Bella has gotten better in the ring, especially since she had to do different movesets to protect her neck. And I think that she can actually provide Nikki Bella with some more legitimacy, because we all know that she's going to get the title soon. Don't know when, but they're making it a slow burn so that people just automatically assume that, oh, you take Cena, you get a championship. So they're doing that with Nikki Bella correct, in my opinion. I'm going to push Nia. I'm going to book Nia Jax as the monster that she is, not losing on a tap out to an arm breaker. Anyway, and I'm going to book her in a way to where she demands that she destroys all women on both shows and unifies the title and do what I think and that you said before they should have done with the women's division, and that make it the only one where it can go across brands, because they have such a depleted roster compared to the singles and the tag team division of men that they can use her as a means that no one can beat me on Raw. I'm going to SmackDown. No one can beat me on SmackDown or whatever, what have you. So she can be booked in that monster fashion so that she has to unify the women's championship and everyone has to go for her, which, you know, she can hold the championship for like a year and it'll be believable because who's really going to beat her up, right? So that's my push. That's my fire push and book.
I like that. I'm going to jump in here a little bit real fast because I say fire Eve Marie. I don't know what people see in her. I never saw what people saw in Eve Marie. Let me say this much. I think Eve Marie looks better than Carmella. Okay?
Right.
I do. I give her that. She's a looker. And she does bring in money. For whatever it's worth, that All Red everything people seem to like. However, I'm not the biggest fan of her. I like women that can wrestle, and I don't think she's one of those girls that can wrestle, so I'm getting rid of her. I'm sorry. I lost my place, guys. Give me one second. I'm sorry. I had the names up here. Okay, I got it again. All right. So I'm getting rid of Eve Marie. I'm pushing Nia Jax. I think Nia Jax can be she can be what Awesome Kong was supposed to be.
Right.
Okay. And I want to see that. I want to see a dominant female wrestler, and I think Nia Jax can do it. And they don't know when to let her loose because the way they're booking her, can't let them girls touch her. And I'm also pushing Dana Brooks. Although somebody said once upon a time, and I don't know how they said this or why they said this, that she was the next Trish Stratus. she looks like a platypus. Okay.
That's drugs.
But I still give her a push. I think she's good in the ring. I'm letting Alicia Fox go. Naomi, and this is why I wanted to see that there, guys. I got to be honest. I love Flamie Mignon. I think athletically she is the best diva in the company. She has yet to evolve her game. She has yet to improve on any aspects of her ring ability and her mic skills. She has yet to feel comfortable anything that she's done. This whole dance thing is corny. It's corny. And it's stupid. And I'm tired of having it. I'm so serious, bro. Why does every black person got a chuck and jive?
Dancing, I don't know, man. I've been asking that for years.
Dancing is sucking and jiving. The boy Swan, that's all I like him. Because he got to dance. Why you got to dance?
Yeah.
I don't want to see you dance. I'm sorry,
it's
Naomi.
It's horrible, man.
Naomi got to go, guys. Naomi gotta go. I'm letting Naomi go, and I don't want to see her go because we love looking at her. But she sucks on the microphone. The best she was in Team Bad, and people didn't like that. And I know I got a lot of flack when I talk about Naomi, but this is how I feel. I love the girl. So make sure, Vaughn, when you tweet this, you tweet, I love her, but she gotta go. If she's not gonna improve, let her go. Be a wife, get married. Well, she's already married, and have babies. okay? Go choreograph some videos somewhere. Go, you know what I mean? Do something. But it's not wrestling. It's not her lifestyle. That's what it is. Kami, you go next, and then you're going to end with you, Hugo.
For me, it's real simple. It's anybody that was a total diva in history,
gotta go.
Fire them, and then any of those NXT chicks, push them.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think...
But
hold on.
The total diva...
Chicks are not good, though. Some of them NXT chicks are hard.
Yeah, but still, but they don't have total diva stench on them. You know what I'm saying? Those total divas are not... They do not represent modern female athletes. They represent the divas bimbo area. They have to go. All of them, even the good ones, including Natalya. They have no place in the post the new 2K women's division. They have no place in that division. Have them around to be backstage interviewers, ring announcers, whatever, but they don't need to be wrestling. It's got to be all about those new chicks. Because you're going to have that, what's that Asian chick's name that's there right now? I can't think of her name. But you have serious athletes in that division right now that haven't spent years playing bimbos on television. Those are the women that need to get pushed. Eva Marie, Naomi, all those girls, Natalya, the Bellas, love you guys, but your time has came and went. And that's my opinion.
Go ahead, Hugo. Finish this off.
I agree. I want to be inclined to agree with Kami, but I don't want to. I don't want to make it the same. So I'll go quick. Listen, man, Natalya, her time has come. I love her to death. I really, really, really do. I love Natalya.
I agree.
Fantastic in the Hart family. However, get the hell out. It's time for you to go. Honestly, you didn't do nothing in the 6 or 7 years that you've been around. You're not going to bring anything else to the table. You've got to go. On Raw, who's got to go? Definitely Alicia Fox. I was actually going to say Dana Brooke just because I can't stand her. However, I'm going to say Alicia Fox just like Natalya. Just like Natalya, she hasn't really done anything except win the women's title when she first came in and was Edge's mistress when he's about to get married with Vicky Guerrero. That's all she really has been doing that for. I would definitely push Naomi. I think you could do things with Naomi, Mike. I really do. I understand your point, but hopefully the WWE does something with Naomi because her talent is just absolutely fantastic. And at the end of the day, like we love looking at her, so she's great to look at. Also, I'm going to go ahead and push. I guess I push Dana Brooke, and then book Nia Jax to be obviously the dominant diva. You know, obviously reign through the whole women's division. And you could book Eva Marie, even though you hate her, and I understand that she is to hate. But you said she is marketable.
Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say I hate her.
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you. I mean in general. What I mean by in general, I mean you.
Actually, in particular.
But actually,
I do hate her. I think she slept everything.
Okay. Well, in general, in public, whoever you, the wrestling community, hate her. But at the end of the day, she is marketable. So that's why I definitely would book Eva Marie to obviously book the women's division. I mean, she could be the face of it because she looks good, even though she sucks in the ring and she sucks at talking. She just looks good. She's a poster woman.
She probably sucks at other things, which is
we know that's why she's probably still there. Next week, we will discuss this whole thing with John Cena not being happy with the money that Bill Goldberg is getting paid by the WWE, and now he's taking more time off, and the company apparently is unhappy with one Jonathan Cena. And I'm going to say this much. People hate when I say this. Now, hear what I say, not the way I say it, right? Because, Kami, you got to be careful. Right? People hear what you say and just take everything out of context, right? John Cena is the biggest star WWE's ever had financially. Financially, he has brought them more money than Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, that's not true.
That is true. I looked it up. I wouldn't bring it up.
No,
looked it up.
No, it's not true.
I looked it up.
He hasn't. No, it's where'd you look it up from? Because that's Cena's not bought them much as money as The Rock or Austin.
If you look at the pay-per-view buys, according to their pay-per-view buys, and I know that all counts now. When I say that, that's like saying Soulja Boy is a millionaire, right? Because music is what it is today. Doesn't mean it was the best and things changed. According to all the pay-per-views he's been a part of, right, and all the merchandise he's bought in, it is number one on their list. Their list goes John Cena, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and then Hulk Hogan as their number one through four buyers in pay-per-view sales. That's what it is.
Okay, yeah, whatever list that is man.
That's their list. That's their list.
Their list is, I don't, this is the thing with Cena. He's on his way out, and I'm happy for the dude.
I agree.
He's found out that he can make good money being the White Terry Crews and doing those kind of movies.
A year. I did not know he made $12 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The dude is raking in money, and he's
underpaid. My wife said he's underpaid.
Yeah, he's starting to rake in money without WWE. So, I mean, the guy is on his way out.
Like I said, we'll talk about that next week. Listen, guys, we may have a post-show. We may not, because we do what we want to do, because we're that damn good. Listen, guys, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me. And you ain't got nobody saying it with you. That means you ain't loving God. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch it Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, K of me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, first and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez, this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the